It's Press Pass with John Maroon of Maroon PR.
Get the inside scoop on what's going on behind the scenes of this week's hottest sports topics on 105.7 The Fan.
Bob and Rob here on The Fan. It's Wednesday, around 2:20, and it's time for our always exciting Press Pass segment. Host and star of the program for Maroon PR is John Maroon. Johnny, what's happening, bud?
What's happening, fellas? How are we doing today?
We're doing all right. We appreciate your time. Happy New Year and all of that good stuff to you. We have a very special guest on our program today, John, and why don't you introduce the young lady to our audience?
No, well, thank you very much. It is a special guest. On the phone with us right now is Shanda Brigance, and Shanda is co-founder of the Brigance Brigade, with former Ravens star O.J. Brigance, her husband. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Brigance Brigade and the great work they're doing. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your schedule, Shanda.
Oh, you know what, John? First of all, Happy New Year to everyone. And I hope so far the new year is giving everyone a treat so far. And, you know, also it is a pleasure. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you all so much for having me. I'm excited to be a part of your show today.
Oh, thanks so much. I mean, I just sit back in amazement at what you and OJ are able to do. For everybody tuning in that may not be aware, OJ is suffering with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. And when he was diagnosed years back, OJ and Shanda decided that they were going to turn this into a positive. And they established the Brigance Brigade to help others living with ALS. And when you guys first were going through it and you got the diagnosis, what made you shift gears like that and put a positive switch on this and do good? But how quickly did that come, and what was the driving force behind that, Shanda?
Well, first of all, John, to just like you say, you know, our first thought is, well, first of all, you have to really wake up to reality that, oh, my gosh, is this really the diagnosis we're getting? But shortly after that, we said, you know what? We have been so blessed, and God has blessed us so much to surround us with such wonderful people to help us and support us and to, you know, give their time and their talents and, you know, just whatever they can give to us to help us get through this type of storm, I would call it, you know. But so the first thing OJ and I thought was, how can, since we've been so blessed to get the help and support for us, how can we help those who also need help and support, who probably don't have the surrounding and the friendship and the people that we have? So the first thing we thought about is, how can we help others? How can we, you know, give, you know, to be able to help others who are living with ALS, and how can we give as far as in, you know, with their everyday life, you know, to get through their everyday, you know, life each day. And so that's how the Brigance Brigade was birthed, and it came about as to how can we, you know, give the patient, and how can we be a part of patient services per se.
And, you know, you guys started that just a couple of months ago, or I should say continued that just a couple of months ago with a wonderful cultivation event out at the Ravens Castle. Ravens opened up the doors. I had a lot of folks come in, and you gave very expensive but necessary equipment to three people suffering with ALS. That was a pretty special night.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think it was special for the patients as well as, you know, all the way around, as well as for OJ and I. And it's very special for us because, again, we're doing what, you know, is a passion for us, and that's to help others, to help and to give, you know. So we were able to give, you know, wheelchairs, you know. I mean, you know, sometimes we take for granted that we can get up and walk around and move around every day, but we have to remember there are some who are living each and every day who are not able to get up, put their feet on the floor, and just walk. So being able to give, you know, a wheelchair so someone can get around and move around and be with their family and go places and be with their kids and move around and stuff. And then also with the Dynavox, because as you know, living with ALS, a lot of patients cannot speak because of ALS, and you know, affects their speech, and you know, they're not able to speak, you know, as just like OJ, you know, I mean, he has a Dynavox, so that's his way of communicating. As a matter of fact, his Dynavox is a part of the family, so we were able to give away, you know, a couple of Dynavox to patients who aren't able to speak and communicate verbally. So this little Dynavox gives them the capability and the, you know, gives them a chance to continue to communicate with, mm-hmm. you know, people and as their everyday life. So yes, to give away just, you know, the wheelchair and the Dynavox and whatever else we can. Oh my gosh, it was an awesome evening that night.
Yeah, we're life-changing stuff. We're talking to Shanda Bergantz. Shanda is the wife of Ravens O.J. Bergantz and co-founder of the Bergantz Brigade. Go to bergantzbrigade.org. Learn about everything they're doing. It's tremendous work. And Shanda, turn our sights towards partners and really growing the brigade and helping it do the great work it's doing. There's a couple of exciting things coming up. On February 10th, O.J. is going to be honored at the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation Gala, which I think will be a very special night and very moving night. And then coming up again on May 5th is going to be the Fiesta 5K that you partner with the Packard Center at the Johns Hopkins to raise money for ALS research and for the brigade. So two pretty exciting things coming up in the next few months.
Yes, we are very, very excited about those things. And like you say, those are the most recent things that are coming up. We're very, very excited, and, you know, to be a part of those two events and to also, again, just to, you know, allow others to hear about the brigade, and not just the brigade, but what the brigade is doing, the Bergantz Brigade is doing. So that's very, very important. So, you know, that will also give us a chance to, you know, hear from those who want to be a part and of the Bergantz Brigade and be a part of what we're doing. So, yes, I mean, we are very, very excited all the way around about these events that are coming up.
Good. Well, listen, the Bergantz Brigade is growing. It's going to continue to grow. Again, everybody listening, bergantzbrigade.org. Check it out. Learn more about the amazing work and the strength of Shanda and OJ as they fight this disease. And 2012 is going to be a terrific year. And Shanda, I'm sure you and OJ, before we leave, maybe talk a little bit about how excited you are, like the rest of the city, as we got the Raves in the playoffs and enjoying a bye week and going to be at home in a couple of weeks. I'm sure you guys are getting ready for that as well.
Oh, my gosh, John, you hit the nail on the head. We are very excited about playoffs and, you know, and especially about us, the Ravens, being in the playoffs. You know, as you know, OJ still gets up every day and goes to the office. As a matter of fact, he's at the office today, and, you know, he's excited, and, you know, it's a lot of energy around the facility now. And but I think, you know, for the most part, a lot of energy is going into the game plan. And so, you know, we are really, really excited. We're excited that we do have a bye. We get a chance to kind of rest up a little bit. It'll give us a little, you know, study time, you know, to work out the game plan and all that. So we are excited about that, excited about the game. You know, like you said, John, you know, right about now, we have quite a bit to be excited about.
Good stuff. Well, Shanda Bergantz, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day, talking to us, talking about a little bit of Ravens, but a lot about the brigade and all the great work you and OJ are doing.
Thank you, John. Thank you again for having me. Thank you so much. And again, Happy New Year to everyone.
You too.
Thank you, Shanda.
Thank you.
All right. Shanda Bergantz, wife of OJ Bergantz, former Baltimore Stallion, too. I'm sure a lot of our sports fans remember that. Hey, John, BergantzBrigade.org is the website for people that want to go and see what they can learn and do to help people that suffer from that incurable, dreadful disease. John Maroon, Maroon PR. Hey, John, being a public relations guy that you have been for many, many years, new network launched, Sports Network, formerly Versus, now NBC Sports is what it, what's the name of the network here?
Yeah, the NBC Sports Network. Not exactly catchy, but we get it.
Man, right to the point. But how would they, and look, NBC has a lot of clout financially, yep. A lot of cachet as far as sports expert and celebrities they can put on there. I'm going to watch it because they're going to have a boxing series starting late January. But how does this network realistically compete with ESPN? Maybe not in the short term, but as it grows here.
Yeah, I think it's a really healthy development. You know, I mean, as much as we all love ESPN, I love it. Everybody listening loves it, and we're glued to it, it's competition's always good. And I think, you know, normally people are probably out there snickering. There's no way they'll compete with ESPN. But for those of us who are old enough to remember when ESPN was just starting, you snickered then too, yep, watching the bull riding and the, you know,
croquet.
That's right. That's right. Now look at them. So I just think it could be healthy. I think they do have the strength of Comcast and NBC behind them. That's a lot of muscle. We'll see, but I think it's good. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to check it out, and I think it's a great thing all the way around for sports fans.
John Maroon, Maroon PR. We do it every week, every Wednesday here on the program. It is Press Pass. John, tell everybody what's happening at Maroon PR.
Oh, thanks, Bob. You know, we're a full-service public relations firm here in Columbia, Maryland, and represent a lot of different businesses and some in the sports world that people may know are Ripken Baseball, the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, iBlack, and Sagamore Farm, the horse farm owned and operated by Kevin Plank from Under Armour. So we're growing. We're having a lot of fun over here, and we love to help businesses grow and expand their brand.
John, as always, good to catch up with you. Thanks for the information, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
Thanks for the time, fellas.